It is much more important to be a repentant person than to be sorry for our sins. It has been my duty at times to visit in prisons and visit with prisoners there and try to help them. And I will tell you this, every person that I have met that is in prison is sorry that they are in prison. They are sorry for their deeds. They're sorry they got caught. They're sorry they are suffering the way they are. But I will tell you, there are very few truly repentant people among them. Repentance means a change of mind, a change of attitude. That's literally what that Bible word means. The Greek word is metanoia. Metanoia means to change your mind, literally. I've been following my own way. I'm going to follow Jesus' way now. I followed sin. Now I'm going to follow God. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 3, verse 1. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip the tetrarch of Iturea of the region of Trachonitis, and Lucinius the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. And every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Then he said to the multitude that came out to be baptized of him, O you generation of snakes, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham for our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children under Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore that does not bring forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. You see, John said, a repentant heart, a heart which has changed directions, a mind that is changed from going one way to another way, will show the deeds of that. We can't say that we are repentant and then keep on living the same way we have. We need to change direction. Of course, the grace of God is there to help us. It's much more important to be repentant than to be sorry for our sins. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would receive my word this morning. Father, I praise you that you brought me to a place of repentance, a change of mind, and you helped me in that, Lord. You brought trouble into my life so that I could be motivated to say, I need to do something different. I need to change my mind about some things, and your grace was there. And Lord, you helped me bring forth the fruits of repentance, a life that was changed, a way of doing things that was different than before, going a different direction. Thank you, O Lord God. And I pray that everyone listening to this will lead a repentant life. In Jesus' name, amen.